Day two of spring football, Adam, and big day for interviews today. We got defense coordinator Chris Marv, as well as three of the linebackers, and then also a surprise. We knew we were getting the linebackers, and then it was other players to be determined. And it was Julian Lewis, and so a nice surprise there, getting the quarterback. And let's start there because quarterback is the high profile spot, and it was good to hear from Julian. Talking about the experience he gained from last year and just kind of what he's learned. Sounds like just he's a different guy now than he was a year ago.
Yeah, and he pointed out the fact that he realized in his second start that they scout the heck out of you at this level, and they're going to find some things. And he didn't have that complimentary run game to kind of offset some of that pressure last year. So he talked about the fact that this offseason it was about a lot of the mental side of it. Now, just naturally, because he should still only be a senior in high school, he's physically going to get a mature in the strength and conditioning program here. But it's that part of being able to realize what defenses are trying to do. He talked about the go-go offense. Seemed pretty excited. He said the first time he put on the video game and tried to run the go-go offense, it was a little out there, but he seems pretty excited about it now.
Yeah, actually, it was funny. He was saying how he saw the offense, like, ooh, this is pretty cool. Then he tried to do the NCAA game. He was like, ooh, okay, this is interesting. But it sounds to me, tell me what you think, but it seems to me like he's excited about this offense and that he's excited about the potential they have in this offense.
Well, he's got quite a bit of talent around him offensively, especially if a lot of these guys they brought in, in the running back room can really kind of help accelerate that process. You've got a few guys from Sacramento State that know that system that can kind of be coaches to their teammates a little bit as well. So I think that's a good thing. But there's still question marks. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's no way you can fill out a starting offensive line right now. I mean, there's a lot of quality candidates in there, just a lot of uncertainty. In depth at tight end, I wouldn't say is great at this point. Love the receivers room. I think he's got a lot of talent to work with there. But go back to what I said earlier, Brian, is that they get to play complementary football in this offense, and that's going to help Julian out so much. I don't think Pat Shurmur's system was one where a young quarterback is going to have success.
Yeah, and it is going to be interesting, and that's what spring ball is for, is trying to figure out who your offensive linemen are, things like that. The weapons are going to be interesting that Julian has, and he talked about the other quarterbacks as well. Isaac Wilson, Keneal Sweetwine come in here. Obviously, talked about Dominic Ponder losing him this week. That's a huge loss in that room, but the competition, those other guys are coming in and competing as well.
This is maybe shouldn't even bring it up, but it's hard to go through practices with three quarterbacks because you're doing a lot of reps, you're doing a lot of drills, and you don't want to wear out those guys' arms. So maybe you can find a couple quality walk-on arms to bring in here. I thought even before the tragic news with Dom's passing that they could have used another arm. Last year they had five guys in that room. So just from the football standpoint, it's the grand scheme of things does not matter. But when you look at this football team, that's a pretty thin room right now.
Yeah, and obviously, I do want to mention, we did get to some football talk today, but there's still heavy hearts here in Boulder. You could see it with Julian, with Chris Marv as well when we talked to them. That's gonna be around this team all year, right? And for those, a lot of those guys, for their lives, and it should be. I don't want to minimize that. And so, Chris Marv actually, transitioned to that. When he started, he threw out his condolences for the family, and said that. And really, everybody we've talked to says that they're all newcomers, right? So even in the short time they got to know him, Dom was a great asset to this team.
Yeah, I certainly think it's an opportunity to bond as a team. It's not the way you want to have to bond as a team, obviously, but it can be a rallying cry for this team. And because of who Dominic Ponder was, too, it just sounds like they want to work extra hard because he was that guy, right? Yeah. That he was maximizing his natural ability. He had the walk-on label, but Dominic Ponder could have transferred down a level.
Yeah.
And probably started at definitely the FCS level, maybe even the group of five.
Talented arm, a big time arm. And so, with Chris Marv, we'll transition to defense. You know, he obviously became the DC a week ago. Came here as the linebackers coach. Rob Livingston leaves for the Broncos. Chris Marv comes in here. He talked about, I think it was you that asked him, is it an overhaul? Is it tweaking? And he said, there's some things we'll keep. There's some things that'll be different.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like wholesale changes, but it sounds like their philosophies are somewhat different, right? Based on the fact that he said that he's like pounding coffee because you got to implement this system for spring ball. Obviously not the ideal situation from a timing standpoint with Livingston. You would have liked Marv to have a little bit more of a runway from a preparation standpoint and, you know, being able to meet with these guys a little bit in the off season to kind of hit the ground running a little bit. But I'm anxious to see. We didn't get a lot of specifics. Maybe over time we will. Some of that stuff they're going to try to keep under wraps to, not give every secret away. There were kind of mixed reviews from his time at Virginia Tech. I thought he came off really well in that media scrum today. Yeah. And the linebackers that we talked about how he's almost kind of got a sergeant mentality to him, that he's a very vocal coach and he expects that out of his players as well.
Yeah, I thought it was notable too that all those linebackers talked about they're all new and having to learn Coach Rob's system, and then they all mention and now having to learn some new things. So there's clearly some changes that Chris Marsh should put his stamp on it, right? There's plenty of time, not plenty, but there's time to implement your stamp on the defense. It's not like it happened in August camp. I think you just go with whatever you're already done, in spring ball you can kind of make some changes. So it's gonna be interesting with that linebacker group. That competition is going to be pretty, interesting to watch. Leona Lefau, Tyler Martinez, and Gideon Lampron talked to us today, and high-energy guys that have a lot to prove.
Gideon might have one of the best recruiting stories that we've had here at the University of Colorado. Most people out there have heard now that he approached Coach Prime on a plane when he was on his way to an official visit somewhere else.
By the way, a rare time probably that Coach Prime's flying commercial, right?
Exactly. And he got Coach Prime's attention. Coach Prime reaches out to the recruiting staff. They get back to him. They say this kid's legit. Yeah. He goes back in the plane. The rest is kind of history, right? Yeah. But his middle name being ESPN, just a great story, too, coming out from Bowling Green and where he had tons of success, popular guy out there, team captain. So, he's he's one of the better stories on this football team.
Yeah, he is, and he's had success. What was the first school he was at? Before Bowling Green, he was at an FCS school, but he was like an All-American FCS. And he's an All-Conference guy at Bowling Green, so a kid with a lot of success. Leona Lefau, 2-year starter at Texas. Tyler Martinez was an All-Conference player 2 years ago at New Mexico State, injured last year. So they've all got a lot of success in their background, right?
Yeah, a ton of experience because Tyler Martinez thought last year until he got injured in game four that was his going to be the end of his college journey. He still had his redshirt, so he was able to apply that transfer, come here. And I guess that's the silver lining with that injury he had to deal with. And Leona Lefau, folks out in Austin spoke pretty highly of what he did out there. And there were a lot of people out there that were disappointed when he hit the portal.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting with that linebacker group. Anything else from today? I mean, there was a lot today, but really it's a lot of it was that linebacker group, and there's going to be a lot of eyes on that group.
Yeah, I think just with Coach Marv, I think that with you not having that spring portal window, it would be really nice to be able to fully implement this system because you're going to have that continuity. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if that's realistic. I think you're going to have to kind of piecemeal that and allow these guys to kind of learn at a different pace because it's not, like I said earlier, it's not ideal to have your DC leave a week before spring ball.
Yeah. Well, awesome. We'll be back on Friday. We get to hear from Coach Prime for the first time this spring.
Now you're going to hear some comments made by new Colorado defensive coordinator and linebackers coach, Chris Marv.
How's it going, Coach? Leo Barrow, BuffsMP.com. It's good to meet you. Just from your coaching philosophy and perspective, I guess, in your mind, what are the successful traits of a winning defense?
I love it. First of all, this mindset, right? How you approach the game, playing together as a unit. Certainly, you need to be situationally very efficient to exceptional. So when I say situationally, talking third down, talking red zone, talking understanding personnel and how offenses are attacking you. So being really smart, playing extremely fast and aggressive, playing with tremendous effort, but also playing as a unit. Right, you've never seen a championship defense with 10 people, right? It takes all 11, and sometimes more than that. So that's what it takes in order for us to be successful. You can fix a lot of problems on defense with effort, with mindset, and the style of play, as opposed to the structural things that you're doing. And so that's what spring ball for us in a lot of ways is about, man, like establishing an identity. Who are we going to be? How are we going to play? And when teams cut on the tape, they see the style of play that we have regardless of what we're calling. So that's what we believe in. That's what we're teaching to our guys and certainly trying to get exemplified on the tape.
You're obviously hired as linebackers coach a little while ago, then all of a sudden you're the defense coordinator.
Yeah.
Things changed a little bit. So what changed for you last week with Livingston leaving and you being elevated to coordinator?
Man, things happen fast in this profession, right? And so certainly talk with Coach Prime about coming in and if this opportunity presented itself, a conversation would be had. But came in with the full intention of coaching linebackers, doing absolutely everything that I could in that role to help and supplement Coach Livingston and everything that he wanted to do here. Obviously, when he got the tremendous opportunity that he had and he decided to leave, we had the conversation Coach Prime and I did, and I was promoted. And so, as you can imagine, man, 5 days before spring ball rolls, you have a plan of action that and a direction and a vision that you plan on going defensively, and all of a sudden it changes.
Kind of building off that, how similar was your philosophy as Coach Livingston's was here? Was it just some tweaks you needed to make, or is it kind of massive overhaul in terms of philosophy?
Yeah, so it'll be some overlap for sure. You know, certainly there'll also be some things that I'll bring with me from my past that I thought were extremely effective, but also helped us play fast and helped us play with a certain mentality that showed up on tape again for the guys to be successful and feel like they're playing together and that they can play aggressively, right? And so it'll be some overlap, but also some unique nuances and distinctions between what was on tape a year ago. What excites me the most is that everything is new, you know. So for me and most of the defense, when we play our first game in the stadium, it'll be all of our first game in the stadium, you know? And so I think that'll be a unique and cool experience together. We get to all do this thing one time, right? This year, with this team, in this moment, and that's special, man. So I'm excited about it. Like I said earlier, I think we have really good kids who have the right mindset and approach and heart, and we just got a lot of work to do.